Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Y'all ready to be history?
Get started.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
To the Pro Audio Suite.
These guys are professional. They're motivated.
Thanks to Tribooth, the best vocal booth for home or on the road voice recording. And Austrian Audio, making passion heard. Introducing Robert Marshall from Source Elements and Someone Audio Post, Chicago. Darren Robbo Robertson from Voodoo Radio Imaging, Sydney. Tech to the VO Stars, George the Tech Whittam from LA. And me, Andrew Peters, voiceover talent and home studio guy.
Line up, learners!
Here we go.
And welcome to another Pro Audio Suite, thanks to Tribooth. Don't forget PAP200 to get $200 off, and Austrian Audio, making passion heard. On this episode, we're visiting the old Blighty, and across the border a bit. From the voiceover social, we have Leah and Nick as special guests. Evening, ladies.
Hi, we're special guests, Nick.
So special.
You're very special.
We feel very happy.
It's almost like a podcast on a podcast.
Podcast within a podcast.
Oh my gosh. It's weird.
Oh, that's scary.
I'm enjoying it.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. Will we ever get out again?
Yeah. Let's not bother. We'll just stay here. No. It's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scary.
Indeed.
Now, you come up with a book.
Oh, well, let's get straight down to it then, shall we?
Let's get straight into it.
Because there's a lot to cover.
Okay, great. I'm going to hold it up to the microphone. Listen. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, there you nice.
Go. That's our book.
Hang on. Can you go back to page 12? I missed that picture.
There it is. There you go.
Right. Yeah,
got it. Crazy.
Is it like a matchstick man that just walks when you flip the pages?
Oh, we didn't do one of those. That's such a missed trick.
In the corner of every page should be a little matchstick man.
AP will only charge you for that next year when you do it.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, we'll do that in the third generation one. So this is called the VoiceOver Career Planner, and this is what we wanted to talk about the book, but we also wanted to talk about like planning and goal setting in general. We originally invented it last year and sold about 100 copies of the original VoiceOver Career Planner, and then we got advice and guidance and feedback from all those people that had bought the original version of the VoiceOver Career Planner and turned it into this. So let me describe it to you. It's somewhere between A4 and A5 size. It's a lovely dark green. It feels very nice when you rub it on your face like that. Lovely. It's got shiny gold writing, the VoiceOver Career Planner TM, because it's trademarked, you know, by the VO Social. And inside it, the main structure of it is that it's a 52-week planner. So you can plan out what you're going to do each week at the beginning of the week, and then also every day as well, what you're going to achieve that day. But at the very start of it, before you get to any of that, is all about working out what you want and then working out how you're going to get there. So there's stuff about successful habit creation and how to make sure that the habits you create are, that they work. But then there's also pages on goal setting. So you work out what you want, what you actually want to achieve within your career. And then you work out why, and then you work out how it's going to make you feel, and then you work out the actions that you're going to take to get you there. And by having that at the start of the book, it's something that's always there, it's always referenceable, and you can always make sure that what you're doing on a weekly and daily basis refers back to it. And then, on top of all of that, there's also loads more, like additional content to sort of hold people's hand through the process of trying to get to the point where they're achieving their dreams. So there's things like studio troubleshooting guide. there's 10 things every voiceover website should include. There's stuff about
Warm-ups.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. So I'll just quickly skim through a couple of things, but then let's talk about the warm-ups, because there's resources, all the different sorts of resources in the world for quoting and accents and books that we recommend and how to self-direct based on the type of script that you've got. But one of my favourite things in the book, and this is something that's developed from the first generation through to the second generation, is that Nick has created 4 completely different warm-up routines. Nick, tell them about the warm-up routines.
Ooh, I was just having such... I was like, put a penny in Leah and away she goes.
Yeah.
I was just going to go boil the kettle there.
I was actually going to talk to Robert about his habits. But,
I have no bad habits.
No, they're good, aren't they?
They are good, actually. Very fun, too.
Yeah, so the warm-up's basically, I'm highly aware
Hang
of
on,
it,
can
like,
I
different.
Get you to hold there one sec? Robert, can you talk?
Talk.
You are on mic on Source Connect now, but you're off mic on Source Connect. It sounds like you're on a laptop mic or something. Sorry, and that's the stem I'm recording of Robert, so he's useless to me.
You'd be right. Here you go. Yeah. Thank you for catching that.
You're an engineer? How's that?
That's much better.
That's so
thank
nice.
You.
Yeah. There he is.
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
My ears can relax.
Nick, where you go?
So basically, as a spoken voice coach working a lot with voiceovers and different the people using their voice in different genres in voiceover, I'm highly aware that there's lots of different ways we're called to the mic. Sometimes it's for really extreme stuff. Sometimes it's last minute and you have no time for a warm up. Sometimes it's something very casual and chill. So I decided to sort of tailor four different warm ups for four different scenarios on the mic. So
every possible scenario is split into like four different sections.
You've no kind of excuse. If it's like, I've no time, it's like, well, there's a warm up for that. Well, I'm doing gaming. It's too intense. Well, there's a warm up for that. Like, so yeah, literally you can't get away from me.
And then if you go to the back of the book, there's a QR code. I don't know why I'm turning the pages when I do this. You'll just have to trust me. There's a QR code.
Visual
method. Very method.
Yeah. Very method. And when you scan it, it takes you to like a top secret page in the website. And on that top secret page on the website, there is videos of Nick demonstrating the warm ups. So you can actually be guided along with them. And then there's a bunch of other stuff in there as well.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've made it. We made it happen.
Have you based these warm-ups around like vocalists, as in singing vocalists warm-ups, or are these things you've come up with yourself? How did you come up with this?
I'm a like master's level, highly qualified, fully fledged voice geek. I'll have you know. So they're based around the sort of last 7 years I've been working with spoken voice users and all the sort of learning and teaching that I do. So they're all mine.
Do you use the Esteel method?
Esteel, yeah, wee bits of Esteel come into mine. It's more of a singing methodology really, but some of it does transfer over really nicely into sort of character voicing and manipulation. So when it comes to like shifting resonance and that kind of thing. But yeah, I've done a wee bit of Esteel, but because I'm not a singing coach per se, I don't use too much of it in my teaching at the moment.
It actually, I found it really interesting that it does actually clean the vocal cords very well.
Esteel.
The sirening in particular.
Oh, sirening. Yeah. So yeah, sliding up and down your vocal range on a siren is really nice for getting the mucus moving a little bit, but mainly it's just getting those vocal folds oscillating and vibrating and closing really nicely and regulating the airflow so that you get good, what's called phonatory threshold pressure.
Oh, I love that
Stop
one.
It.
Now you're showing off.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
I only know about phonatory threshold pressure because we did an episode about, what's it called again? Oh no, the thing
the
exercise.
The vocal mist nebulizer?
Yeah, the vocal mist, the other one. Oh, wait, no, it is that one. Oh God,
SOVT.
I've really got confused. I've confused myself. Yeah, we did an episode about SOVT, but that's not what you're talking about, is it?
I can't remember anymore.
No, it is. So with the SOVT straw, that helps out with your phonatory threshold pressure. And we made a commercial all about the phonatory threshold pressure, which it turns out, even though I made it, wrote it, recorded it, edited it, and produced it, I wasn't listening to it.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about it, yeah.
Phonatory what now?
Whoops. We go to Nick for the science.
Good. I mean, it is 11:30 at night here, so don't come to me for too much science. I think I've used it all. There's no science left. But no, some very reasonably sort of popular warm-ups for me. For me, as long as a warm-up is moving through, getting your body moving and some tension released, getting your breath going, getting some tension out of the vocal tract, so the tongue and the jaw and the lips and the pharynx of the throat, and then getting the vocal folds vibrating and the mouth moving around, you're onto a winner. It's like a four-step process.
Right.
Good crack. Get dancing.
Yeah.
So then, let's talk about planning though, like because obviously we love talking about the book, and I love talking about the book and we'll happily talk about the book, but what I'm really interested in knowing about is what you guys do to not just to like work, get through every day by day, but actually to work out at any point what you want to achieve and how you're going to get there.
Can I start? Because my answer will be very short.
Go on.
I don't do anything.
Right.
Not that I'm aware of.
What do you want, though?
AP's God. Work just falls into his lap. He doesn't even need to go looking for it.
Oh, scumbag.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's so easy for him.
I don't know, really. It's funny. Yeah. You always want more. That's all I can think.
Just more of the same that you're already doing?
No. I like to do different things. But unfortunately, when you get to a certain period in your career, you seem to be doing the same thing.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you've sort of given up on the idea of wanting anything.
No, never given up.
Okay, but you're not actually choosing a goal and trying to strive for it. You're just keeping going with the stuff that you're doing because you're enjoying it and not trying to make any changes.
That's a very good question. This is like a therapy session.
I love this. It's gone really deep.
Well, this is the thing. You come to me with your I don't want anything or change anything or do anything like that. Like what? What is it? What is it that you want to make this, create this different?
I don't actually know. I think whatever comes my way that's different would be really interesting.
Describe to me what you would think of that would be different to what you're currently doing.
I've kind of wanted to do character work.
Oh,
as
really?
In animation character work.
Yes.
But that doesn't come my way either.
Okay, because you're not actually striving for it.
Because I'm shit at it, I think.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's
true
at all.
It's very unlikely to be true.
Yeah, I would agree with the girls.
I'm hearing limiting beliefs and limiting mindset.
Andrew, I think you could do the character that would be like some sort of Australian guy who.
That's very supportive, Robert. Well done.
Australian guy one, that's Australian guy two.
This is really exciting to me because you want something that you don't currently have. And that's when things get really interesting because you've not thought to necessarily work back from doing more animation work. Okay, what can I do more animation work? Well, I'd like to be working for Disney. Okay, so how can I get work in Disney? Okay, so I'm going to need an animation reel. I'm going to need to get a bit of training. I'm going to need to listen to the most recent VoiceOver Social podcast episode because there's a clip of a woman from the Disney casting department in there talking about how she casts. All these different things that you could do in order to get there. And by putting that into a structure, whatever it might be, like obviously we think the plan is the best one, but there's plenty of like ways of doing things like lists or whatever it might be. But actually setting a goal and working out how you're going to get there and then laying it out somewhere that you're going to see on an everyday basis, that's something that if you actually wanted the thing that you think that you want, that's something that you could do to make it happen.
It's really interesting, actually, how people try to copy other people that are successful.
Oh, yeah.
And forget about the fact that they are unique and stick to what they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is because where do you think, like if I ask you this question, either of you,
mm-hmm.
where do you think I'm from?
I don't know. Nick, have you got
Earth.
Any?
Well, you're wrong, Robert.
Sometimes I would question that, yeah.
Well, I think you're from Australia.
Exactly. So if I'm in England, I'm from Australia. But in Australia,
I'm from England.
I'm not actually really Australian.
That's an interesting blend, isn't it? I like that. I don't want to always make it about us, but we did make a whole episode of the VoiceOver Social podcast, which is actually at this point our most popular episode ever, all about the Mid-Atlantic accent, which explored that exact, like, concept. Yeah, phenomenon.
It's funny because that was what I grew up with as a, obviously I'm not going to, well, I'm an elderly chap.
Are you?
Aww. Yes. So back in the 60s and, well, I left England in the mid-70s, but back in the 60s and 70s, the Mid-Atlantic thing was the accent that wasn't English and wasn't American, but most people that were doing that accent were actually Australians.
Oh, I thought they were Canadian. I thought, because the United States, it's like the Canadian accent is supposed to be completely neutral. You get a lot of newscasters that have a Canadian background.
I think what we need to do here is throw this to Nick because she is a very much a specialist in these matters. So Nick, please, can you comment on this?
On this?
On, hang on a sec, because we went in a few different directions there.
So yeah, pin it down.
Do you want me to pin down the phenomena of accent shifting and changing and blends?
Or the Mid-Atlantic accent, what is
sounding
it?
Oh, no, well,
Listen to the episode.
Okay, so listen, the Mid-Atlantic accent is one thing. Shifting between accents is another thing. The idea of the Canadian accent being kind of neutral is a third thing. So the Mid-Atlantic accent, we can divide it into two separate ideas. One of them is, I mean, yes, we did make a whole episode like researching the whole history and development of the idea of the Mid-Atlantic accent. One of them is that sort of Cary Grant accent that people think of as Mid-Atlantic from the past. There was a taught accent that people learned in drama schools and theatres around that time, which was it kind of an accent all of its own. But then there's the Mid-Atlantic accent that people are asking for now when they're putting out briefs saying a kind of Mid-Atlantic accent, what that it transpires. If you don't want any spoilers, stop listening for the next 15 seconds or so, because this is what the conclusion that we came to in the episode. It's almost like the sound of an American who has lived in in England for a long time, or the sound of an English person who has lived in America for a long time. It's like the blending of some of those sounds, those vowel sounds, key accent features in a way that you can't quite tell which side of the pond they're from. That's what it's turned into anyway.
But also it's understanding that accent opinion is fully in the ear of the listener. Like you said, you know, people in Australia don't think you sound Australian. People outside of Australia think you do sound Australian. So like our entire opinion on accents and how we take them in and process them and hear them and accept them or otherwise is based in a lot of kind of implicit bias based on our experience to date. You know, and one Manchester to me may sound very different to Manchester to you. Mm. So, you know, there's so much kind of tangled up in accents. All we can do from an accent perspective, you know, when you talked about being yourself or trying to sound like somebody else or trying to stay in your own niches, all you can do is when it comes to just presenting your own sound, and other people will receive it as they instinctively receive it. But character voicing's different though, isn't it? Because you deflected. We were going into a place there that you were a little bit uncomfortable with. So you took us down a road that took away from it. So it's all right. Listen, get a planner and get your goals in there and we will support you.
Because
character voicing is different. You can do character voicing. You know, that's a whole other exciting genre. Even for an old fella like you, there's still time.
There's still time. Well, yes, there is still time. But the funny thing is, a lot of my clients are not in Australia. They're actually in the Middle East or in Southeast Asia. And they, particularly the ones in the Middle East, they don't know where I'm from. They have no idea. So when I'm doing a session, they think it's the morning and it's actually the evening or something. They don't know that I'm in Australia. They have no idea. They think I'm probably in England or something. I don't know.
Maybe. So then, Robbo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
It's your turn.
Well, I do some planning in terms of my goals. But being on the other side of the glass, being an audio engineer, what I thought would be interesting from my perspective is a shift in trends that's actually changed the way I'm chasing my goals. Because I'm 53 years old. I've been an audio engineer for coming up for 35 years. I started out in radio imaging. I still do radio imaging amongst audio post-production and just about everything else, podcast production, you name it. And for a long time early in my career, I was, you know, working for other companies. And then 20 years ago, I started Voodoo Sound. And for a while, I was getting a lot of work because I'd worked for a couple of post-production studios here in Sydney as what was called a senior sound designer. And so I had a lot of contacts and, you know, I was one of the hip, cool, groovy audio engineers that got sent all the work because, you know, people love to come and hang out in the big expensive studio that my boss had built and all that sort of stuff.
Let me stop you there, Robert. I've known you since 1994.
Uh-huh.
Where's this hip and groovy thing come from?
You read it in your book.
Well, you know, I made that bit up. Okay. I went through this phase where it was sort of like you were too old. People looked at you and went, thanks anyway, but no. And so I had to devise my business in a different way. I had to sort of look at things and go, okay, well, you know, how do I do this to grow my business without being the young hip dude. And so, of course, that meant that I had to sort of trade on my experience a bit. But the interesting thing I'm seeing now is there's a shift back to maybe these older guys with a lot more experience are the way we should be going. And I'm finding that a lot of the advertising agency work that went out of my business 8, 9, 10 years ago is actually starting to shift back. So now I'm finding I can focus my business more on that side of things and trade on my experience more and pick up business that way. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't sort of look at my business and go, this is what I want to do. I sort of go, what's the industry doing? How do I fit into that? Yeah. How do I market my business?
I love it. And actually what I particularly love about that is the fact that you assessed who you were mid-career and what you were to other people. Because I think quite a lot of people in whatever industry, but for the sake of this, performers, they think they know what they can offer. They think they know how they look if they're in vision or how they sound. And that's how they describe themselves forevermore. Somebody once said they were bright and cheerful and youthful, and so they're still describing themselves as that in their 50s, despite the fact their voices have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually take a really sort of a good hard look at yourself and think, what is this and what can it be? I think that's a really valuable idea.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm glad it's working out. Everybody's just catching up with you now.
Well, 35 years in the biz, that's I do occasionally pat myself on the back for that.
Well done. There's a sheet at the back of the planner for patting yourself on the back, isn't there, Leah?
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, that's something that's very important. I'm a bit like you. I'm big on learning about all that sort of stuff.
So the sheet that Nick very very subtly alluded to just there is that at the end of every week there is a little nudge to remind you to write one thing that you've achieved that week that you're proud of, and then write it at the back of the book. And then there's one page, which is called My Achievements, with 52 lines on it, whereby at the end of the year, you then have 52 things on that page that are then incontrovertible proof that you are absolutely flipping fantastic.
There you go. See? Imposter syndrome, be gone.
Yeah, be gone. And it only takes 52 weeks.
Now, speaking of which, I noticed that Robert's gone very quiet.
He has.
I'm here.
It's your
turn,
Robert.
What's your goal, Robert?
Yeah, what's your goal?
Actually, there's one we don't talk about.
Right.
Our goal, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
General world domination.
sure. Yeah. How do you spell domination again?
T-R-U-M-P.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, I generally like doing all things audio, I'd say. So the more I can get my hands on things, and kind of like Robbo, I like doing different things. So I've been able to do commercials as a career, and then that kind of parlayed into software design and Source Connect. And probably if I was to go back to my roots, I'd want to go back and do more music.
Yeah. What do you think bringing more music into your life now would do for you?
Probably give me more general, how do you say this without disparaging any customers? working on things that are less disposable, like something that's meant to stay, like a more sort of meaningful, like the same thing that you get when you work on a good documentary or a good film. Like I haven't had the chance to work in a lot of films, but there's things that are less, you know, like the purpose is very on the surface, and they, you know, their existence is 13 weeks or so, and then they're done, and you can put a lot of work into them and all your art, and they're not going to be really thought of as much in time.
Yes. So that's such a valid point, because running something like Source Elements is it could take up every single second of your life really easily. But if you don't create time to do something creative or long-lasting beyond something that people are using on a day-to-day basis like Source Elements, then I think you lose a little bit of yourself in that.
You do. There's... You know, it's like the cool thing about Source Connect is that it is used on a lot of films, and you know, it's like I can say like, hey, it's been used on Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings and some really amazing things and things I don't even know about. And so it's like in some sort of like separated way, you've kind of touched that stuff, but not really. Mm-hmm. So it's more fun to be able to actually work on it. And just being a musician, being a composer is my original background. Like getting back to music would be a wonderful thing.
So apart from like creating more time in the day, what do you think that you could do to make that happen?
Exploit my daughter.
Oh, yes. What does she do?
We both do the same.
She's a wonderful musician. My daughter is amazing. And so she's just better than I ever was. And that's really cool. So just helping her and working with her, I think, is like...
Is that something that you're already doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm currently working with my seven-year-old on a Nickelodeon animation. So he's playing a little worm character. And like every weekend, we're like, right, in the booth we go, let's get it done. And then you can have all your snacks. We have a little snack table outside. But it's so nice. It's so nice to be... I had a kid. I did not expect to be working with him. It's brilliant. It's a lovely feeling.
Well, the interesting thing is talk about daughters. My daughter, as Robert will confirm, is the... Would she be the voice of Source Elements?
She is.
Wow, that's cool.
Source Elements. That's my impression of her.
Nice.
That's my accent.
That's very good.
Spot on. Spot on.
Lovely. Yeah.
I can move. I can finally get out of here because I need to. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. We need to get our daughters together, really, because they're about the same age. And
Me and Nick have sons similar ages, and it's brilliant when they get together because they just go off and play, and we can chat, and they can play, and we have a lovely time.
Don't say chat. You know, you mean drink things.
We do. We drink. They play. It's great. It's great. We have a lovely time.
Yeah. Perfect. See, there you go. Excellent.
Lovely. Listen. You guys, it's been really interesting hearing about your goals and your plans, and I really hope that you all continue to be incredibly successful. And I just wanted to let people know how they could get a planner if they would like one.
You can. Indeed. Go ahead. How do?
Great. Great, thank you. So if you would like a planner and you're inside the UK, then you go to www.thevosocial.com/shop and then it'd be very straightforward. You just order it like that. If you're outside of the UK, what you do is the exact same thing, but then you look for the link that says international planner purchaser or something like that. We haven't worked out what the wording is going to be yet. Are you outside of the UK or something along those lines? Then you click on that and that will take you to the way to do it, to get one of your very own.
Yeah. Okay. And what are we paying for? For said planner.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Well, not as much money anymore. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's right. That's like a lettuce at the supermarket.
That's right.
It's £35 if you're in the UK, and it's a slightly different price if you are purchasing internationally.
65 odd Aussie dollars or so.
70 odd bucks Australian, yeah. And probably about 50 US, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, at the time of recording, we're still finalising the details because we're going through global distributors for this, because in the first generation of the VoiceOver Career Planner, we were sending them out from the post office down the road from my house. And and much as I enjoy hanging out in the post office for 2 hours a day, I don't know. Yeah. But one of the things that we realised for that was it's just impossible to be shipping from the UK out because of a million reasons, but the cost and the risk of it getting lost on the way there. It was too great. So we've sorted it all out for this year. And by the time people hear this, yes.
Leah doesn't want to have her face on a poster in the post office saying, do not let this woman in.
Ever. I end up with like a trailer piled high with cardboard boxes several mornings in 1 week. And they were just like, no, not again.
She's back.
Yeah.
What is she shipping?
That's right.
Yes.
Now, your podcast is very popular, so you were saying.
Yes.
The VoiceOver Social.
It's the UK's most popular podcast for voiceovers, and it was nominated for a British Podcast Award last year.
And you have a sponsor as well. Who's your sponsor?
Oh, well, funny you should mention it. Source Elements have been a treasured partner of ours for about a year
and
a half.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God, did you know about that, Robert?
I did. That was something that Rebecca had set up.
Right.
Well,
awkward.
We did the we were doing some ads on there.
Yes.
The witch and the cat.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We could say with it, Robert and Rebecca and I got together on a call and sort of tried to work out what would be an interesting way of spreading the word of Source Elements to everyone. And what we decided on was the idea of a Source Elements nemesis, like an evil witch who was always trying to bring down Source Elements in various different ways, and had a little cat as a little friend, and Source Elements would just never let her destroy them. And in fact, if you would like to listen to all six episodes, it was a brilliant little story. It had like such a lot of emotion and character building, development, and all these things. You can listen to, and I really recommend you do actually, How to Find a Sponsor for Your Podcast Without Selling Your Soul was the name of the episode. And it featured the six episodes that we did about witch and cat for Source Elements, and also clips of interviews with Rebecca about how to make sure that the relationship between the podcast and the sponsor is like really sort of mutual, and everybody helps each other out.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So we're still sponsoring? I didn't know that, because
we're on a summer break, me and Nick, so everything's just come to a halt anyway. That's at the time of recording anyway. But we are having conversations later on in the year about continuing the whole thing.
That's terrifying. We're having conversations. We'll be in touch, Robert from Source Elements.
That's right. We shall talk.
We,
indeed.
I've got a very particular set of skills.
Terrifying. You sponsor my podcast now. I will not pursue you. I will.
Nobody gets hurt.
I've got friends who live around the corner.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Well, it was great to chat to you guys.
It's been lovely.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So nice to finally be able to make this happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. What time? Gosh, isn't it 8 minutes to midnight?
It's nearly tomorrow.
Oh,
wow. It is.
No.
Do you want me to tell you what happens?
Yeah, no, I was going to say it's already tomorrow here. We can give you the heads up if you like.
Great. Yeah, go ahead. Is it nice? What's the weather like?
Well, 28 degrees, fine and mild. We're talking to a bunch of radio people, so of course it is.
No, it'll be 5 to 9, 4 and a mild.
5 to 9, 4 and a mild.
5 to 9, 4 and a mild.
Whoa.
Sounds like a beer.
Here's another hit going out.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I'll have 2 pints, please. Fine and mild. 5 to 9.
No, you have a schooner.
A schooner.
A scooby. A scooby.
Scooby.
Yeah.
Get it down the bottle-o.
Yeah, bottle-o.
Bottle-o.
Exactly.
Bottle-o.
Mate. Yeah, beauty.
I'm enjoying saying bottle-o.
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 Oh, mate, bottle-o. Stay online. We'll give you a bunch of Aussie vernac if you like.
I just want the bottle-o.
Yeah. Aussie vernac.
I like munted. Yeah. Munted's a great one.
Munted. Munted. Yeah.
Does that mean
that's specifically Australian, right?
I thought that was ours. Munted. Yeah, munted. Proper munted.
Yeah, munted is is sort of, it's mostly pissed, but it can be, you know, like
other things.
Yeah, if you had a really bad fever, you'd be munted. Yeah.
Oh, not in the UK. No.
Yeah.
In the UK, if you're generally munted, if you're on drugs, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh. There you go.
When you say that, it makes it sound munted, lovely.
Right? I'm munted often, yeah.
Yes. In fact, I'm munted
Sorry
right now.
Munted.
Yeah.
Is that what I am?
I see.
Do you know the funny thing about Aussie vernacular? When I first came here, people, you know, would say dickhead. And you never heard it anywhere
Sorry
else.
Sorry about that.
Right, dickhead.
It's not very kind of them.
And then I was watching, this is like in maybe late 70s, early 80s, Minder. And Terry was saying to Arthur Daly about someone being a dickhead. And I couldn't believe it. It was the first time I'd heard the term dickhead used outside of Australia.
This is the most I've heard the word dickhead in my entire life.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you're young.
Honestly.
Yeah. All at once. Yeah. I mean, that was about 14 times.
Yeah. Well, we use it a lot. Dickhead. Dickhead's one of those Aussie ones that gets used a lot. Yeah.
So it's just not that offensive, I guess.
Yeah, and you can put them together.
Lost its meaning.
Yeah, you put them together, like, you know, the dickhead got his girlfriend pregnant because he forgot his franger.
Oh yes, I don't know if Robert was here for the franger.
No, he wasn't here for the franger. But a franger is a condom.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean the rubber?
We had a band here in Australia back in the 80s called the Johnnies, which I thought was hysterical. And there was an ice cream back in the 70s called Spunky. My mum thought that was appalling.
Well, can I tell you what we call 99 ice creams in Northern Ireland?
No.
Go on.
Do you know what a 99 is? You know, like a whippy?
I do.
Is that
two
like
flakes
Mr. Whippy?
And an ice,
call them
Mr. Whippy with two flakes.
We call them pokes.
Pokes.
Pokes, which always makes me laugh because first time I said to my husband, come here, do you fancy a wee poke on the beach?
And he's like,
he thought he was in for a very different experience.
I'm sure he went, fuck yeah.
He's not Irish. Yeah. He was very disappointed. No.
Ladies, can I just say welcome to the Pro Audio Suite?
Not very professional, is it?
Well, that was fun. Is it over?
The Pro Audio Suite.
With thanks to Tribooth.
And Austrian Audio. Recorded using Source Connect. Edited by Andrew Peters. And mixed by Voodoo Radio Imaging.
With tech support from George the Tech Whittam.
Don't forget to subscribe to the show and join in the conversation on our Facebook group. To leave a comment, suggest a topic, or just say g'day, drop us a note at our website.
ProAudioSuite.com.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.